NASA is cutting short a mission aboard the International Space Station after one astronaut fell ill, triggering the first medical evacuation in the station's 25-year history. The four-member US, Japanese, Russian crew will return to Earth early, even though NASA says the astronaut is stable and it's not an emergency. The agency says it's also cancelled a planned spacewalk and will leave fewer astronauts on board the station for now. Dr. Sarah Webb is an astrophysicist at Swinburne University of Technology. Welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you for having me.
NASA isn't saying what this medical issue is. It hasn't identified the astronaut, but it must be serious enough to cut this mission short.
That's correct. And what NASA is doing is part of a long-standing kind of suite of procedures where typically we don't know what astronaut is having what ailment until it comes out in medical journals. So we've seen this in the past before with certain conditions, none of which have been serious enough to actually evacuate an astronaut. But this is very much a typical procedure that we are seeing. But for them to cut the mission short by about 1 month means that they have concerns that they don't have the technology or equipment to accurately monitor or treat whatever condition this is. But the astronaut in question is stable, which is the most important thing. But it does raise question to what it could potentially be. And space is a very unique, a very dangerous place with our human body because our body acts very differently. For example, we've had one astronaut in the past that developed a blood clot in their jugular vein, very rare but very serious condition, and it wasn't discovered until they were back on Earth. And for that particular case, we never learnt which astronaut that was, just that the condition happened through a scientific publication.
I imagine, you know, astronauts would have all sorts of extraordinary skills before they head off on a mission like this. But what sort of limits are there when it comes to dealing with more serious illnesses or injuries on the environment like the space station?
Yeah, absolutely. They have an incredible suite of technology up there to monitor almost everything you could think of, but they are limited in what they could monitor and treat. So Jared Isaacman, the new NASA administrator, said in a press conference last week that the main concern for this particular thing is that it doesn't have the full suite as that you would want if you went to the emergency room and you were presenting with some serious condition. And so what that could mean is that maybe they can't test blood for certain things. It might mean that they don't have diagnostic imaging for certain conditions, which is fair. The International Space Station, although equipped very well, it is still quite small, and weight is a consideration. So there's only certain equipment aboard.
On Radio National Breakfast, I'm speaking to Dr. Sarah Webb, an astrophysicist at Swinburne University of Technology. Just how much pressure does space travel put on the human body? What kind of physical stresses do astronauts have to endure every day?
Oh, it's an extraordinary amount of changes that happens to the human body. So the biggest one, of course, is weightlessness, which to a lot of people, it sounds extraordinarily fun. How great that you get to float around in space until you realise that our body really does not like that. So the fluid in your body that would normally, say, fall to your legs and then get pushed back up by the way that our circulatory system works doesn't work the same in space. So they often end up with fluid retention in places they don't want it, in their neck, in their ears, in their face. They also get motion sickness as well. And then there's a range of conditions that happen over a longer duration that aren't really visible, but are certainly noticeable. So this is muscular deterioration, where they lose their muscle mass, and it's also their bone density will change, which can cause a plethora of problems as well.
What about when astronauts return to Earth? I imagine even for someone who is healthy, that's a huge thing for their body to go through. Would there be extra considerations going into the planning, given that this is going to be a medical evacuation?
Yeah, absolutely. So with all astronauts returning to Earth, they undergo all of the same examinations immediately, regardless of whether they are deemed medically stable or not stable. And so for this particular astronaut, we'll likely see that the crew will all be treated in the same way. You often see that when they're evacuated or removed from their capsule.
I think we may have just lost Dr. Sarah Webb there. I was speaking to Dr. Sarah Webb, who is an astrophysicist at Swinburne University of Technology. We were speaking about this unprecedented decision by NASA to medically evacuate an astronaut due to a medical issue. I think we've got you back there now.
Hi, yes, I'm back. I'm sorry.
Hello. No problems. Do we know what kind of impact on the space station, on the ongoing work that is being carried out, what impact there will likely be because of this decision to bring this crew back early?
It's going to have quite a bit of an impact. So this will leave only one NASA astronaut aboard the International Space Station, along with other colleagues from other countries. But it means that we're likely going to have a space station that's short-staffed, if you will, for about another few weeks. So they're likely going to move up the next launch of astronauts earlier. And this will have a whole shift on the launches throughout the year, including one that one of my experiments is on, where they will likely be pushing resupply launches earlier or later in the year, depending on the next month or so.
Thank you for sharing your expertise with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.